AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Should there be a question about citizenship on the 2020 census? That question is in flaming Capitol Hill today, as is President Trump's decision to assert executive privilege over documents related to his administration's decision to add that question to the census. The Justice Department notified the House Oversight Committee of the president's decision last night. This morning, committee member Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she wants some answers.
I want to know why this question was magically added after we have seen that a political operative knew and detailed an intent to intimidate racial and immigrant communities for a partisan purpose.
Sitting just a few feet away from her, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio had a question of his own. Why don't Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
Go ask any person anywhere across this country, walking down the street, walk up to them and say, hey, do you think on the census we should ask how many citizens are in the country? Or ask, are you a citizen? Every single person you will encounter will say, well, yeah, of course we should ask that. Their next question will be, aren't we doing that already?
The committee's considering whether to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to turn over the subpoena documents. Donald Trump Jr. is testifying behind closed doors today before the Senate Intelligence Committee, telling reporters who asked as he arrived that he had, quote, nothing to correct with regard to answers he gave the panel's staff in 2017 about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow before the 2016 election. We're seeing documents that indicate the failed attempt to kill David Ortiz, the Red Sox star in the Dominican Republic, was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people. This is AP Radio News. Hong Kong's leader is responding to questions about whether she'll withdraw a controversial bill that's led to violent protests.
In an interview, Carrie Lam spoke tearfully about the sacrifices she has made for the city in response to questions about whether she is selling out the territory by trying to push through a controversial extradition bill. Then the chief executive dodged questions about whether she would withdraw the proposal in the face of chaotic and sometimes violent demonstrations against it by tens of thousands of angry residents in Hong Kong. Critics say the bill, which would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China, could lead to an erosion of civil liberties in the semi-autonomous territory. I'm Charles Soledesma.
GM says it will spend $150 million so it can make more heavy-duty pickup trucks at its assembly plant in Flint, Michigan. The money will improve the factory's conveyor system and for other equipment as well to boost output. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save